Yes, this is a BSA. It's part of the RACV Heritage Collection from Noble Park, and we've got three of their vehicles here. The 1927 BSA patrol outfit with the sidecar on and the workbox. We've got the 1950 Ford Prefect, and we've got the little Gemini road patrol car. And the RACV originally started in 1927 with motorcycles, escorting country people through the city and repairing vehicles that had broken down and supplying them with petrol. Petrol was pretty rare those days, so they ran out of petrol regularly. Punches were still prevalent because of the horses dropping the nails in the street, and they had to repair a lot of punches or change wheels for people who didn't know how to do it. So they had little sidecars. The BSA sidecars were very common around the city back in the 20s.
And for those who are wondering what it looks like, well, it looks like an old-fashioned motorbike, but the sidecar is just one big toolbox.
Yes, it carried all their tools, their jacks, their 4 gallons of petrol, and that was about all they needed those days.
And where do these three vehicles from the RACV fit into the entire collection that you've got at the moment?
The RACV has been part of the motoring scene in Victoria ever since day one, basically. That vehicle started moving around in the early 1900s, so it's quite apt to have their large display here. The RACV is also a good sponsor of the shed, and they put in the supplies the money for the disabled access at the beginning of the year, which we won the best disabled access in the Wellington Shire at the last tourist awards.
Fantastic. That was a very good plug too. Now, this vehicle, I reckon it's taken a lot to restore it.
Yes, the paintwork on that, you can see, is very good. They've sanded that down really well and got a nice fine coat on it. The motor's all been restored. There's still got a few peripheral things to be done on it. The clutches are not working at present and the carby's sticking. So they're going to get that fixed and it'll be on the road again soon.
So it can't go on the road at the moment, but it's nice to look at.
I can go on the road, but it just won't work.
My name is Sue Lawrence, and I'm the female component of the Gippsland Vehicle Collection Executive Committee.
And you say that because, obviously, cars are a kind of a boy thing a lot of the time, aren't they?
Well, they are. Don't want to be sexist about this, but there are a lot of women who have an interest in vehicles and who, in fact, have their own vehicles. But, yeah, it's true to say it's essentially a men's domain.
Exactly. People get to explore this fantastic venue with all these wonderful cars in them. Do you have a favourite here?
It's hard to go past the Benz. Like. It really is hard to go past that.
The people who work here, Sue, give me the gossip on that.
One thing that is not perhaps so well known about the shed is it's a wonderful meeting place for a really eclectic mix of people, from very affluent people to people who are not so well off, and it's this great melting pool, and within that there are some wonderfully eccentric people. I've often thought if I was a writer and I could write like Fawlty Towers, it would be a great setting for a Fawlty Towers type thing. But it's a really good group and really supportive. I've seen the shed help so many, mainly men I must say, through very difficult times, and that's a really important part of what it is, and it's happened by default, not by plan.
I'm Peter Quinnell, I'm the Secretary of the Gippsland Vehicle Collection. We have a terrific thematic display at the moment called Travels Through Time, and the prize in all of that is an 1886 Benz. Now, this is the first vehicle that Carl Benz built. It was the first motorised vehicle to start replacing the horse. And this is one of 100 replicas that were built. So the original is in the Mercedes-Benz Museum in Germany, and in 1986, 100 years on, they built 100 replicas, and this is one of those 100. This one has never been started. The purchaser has decided no, he doesn't want to start it. He wants to leave it as ready to go, and I'm sure it'd take a little bit of jiggling around to get it going. But
well, let me try and explain this to people who are listening on the radio. It looks like a cart from a horse and cart, sort of, but with bicycle wheels, but there is a motor on the back, and it's not like the motor you'd see under a bonnet of a car today at all.
No, it's certainly not. It's a little single-cylinder motor driven with belts and a couple of gears and things, chain-driven in the end from or to the back wheels. That worked fairly well. I don't believe it has any gears. It's really just a an increase in revs that gives you some speed.
Which means how fast does it go?
Oh, approximately four to six kilometres an hour. It's tiller steering, so it's a little handle on the top and that turns the wheel around. It's a three-wheeler, it's a tricycle, it's a three-wheeler. The front wheel does the steering, the others do the driving at the back. Mrs. Benz, the wife of Carl Benz, who invented this thing, is reputed to have taken off in this this car and driven 90-something kilometres with her son without really the permission of the builder and owner and her husband, Carl Benz, stopping off at drugstores and things to buy petrol, which is where you bought petrol in those days for lamps and lanterns and that sort of stuff. So she kept it going and drove all the way there and back, and it was sort of the world land speed record in a motorised vehicle. It was the very first drive, basically.
And I don't want to, you know, cast aspersions on what she was doing, but was it a shopping trip?
Highly likely, isn't it? Highly likely.